Hachette Audio presents Robert Ludlum's The Bourne Deception, written by Eric Van Lusbader and read by Jeremy Davidson. Prologue. Munich, Germany. Bali, Indonesia.
"I speak Russian well enough," Secretary of Defense Bud Halliday said, "but I prefer to speak English."
"That suits me," the Russian colonel said with a heavy accent. "I'm always happy to speak foreign languages."
After seeing the colonel in the flesh, he had begun to have second thoughts about this meeting. He trampled the impulse to get up, walk out, and never look back. He had come all this way for a reason, he reminded himself. The smog that choked Munich, the same precise shade of filthy gray as Karpov's eyes, perfectly mirrored Secretary Halliday's mood. If he never saw this miserable excuse for a city again, it would be too soon for him. Unfortunately, here he was in this godforsaken, smoke-clogged subterranean jazz club, having stepped out of the back of an armored Lincoln limousine onto tourist-infested Rumfordstrasse. What was so special about the Russian to bring the American Secretary of Defense 4,200 miles to a city he despised? Boris Karpov was a colonel in FSB 2, ostensibly the new Russian anti-drug enforcement agency. It was a measure of the FSB 2's meteoric rise to power that one of its officers was able to get a message to Halliday, let alone entice him out of Washington. But Karpov had hinted that he could deliver something Halliday wanted very much. The defense secretary might have been wondering what that might be, but he was too busy trying to figure out what the Russian...